Well, I'll call the Gage County Equalization meeting for equalization to order for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Doran, and Juergens. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented. Moved by Doran.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Any discussion on the agenda? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Adams. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Welcome, Councilman Ray. Nice to see you, sir. No comments. We'll move into approve or disapprove professional service relating to residential and commercial property configurations. That would be a contract with NIPS to go through and reevaluate the properties in Beatrice proper, both residential and commercial. We've done the outside properties in the villages and the acreages. Patty, do you want to touch on this at all?
Well, this has been before Roger, before we talked about it. There at this time last year, I think we just forwarded up to the county attorney's office. Our computer components are with NIPS now, NIPS Los Angeles, so get a chance to just kind of look it over. That's what this is for. Derek, would you guys remember when he was down last week, he talked about what we're doing, so it's nothing different from the small towns other than it's in Beatrice, so. And the state of Nebraska, as far as Derek had that looked at by someone up there, too, so. We just need to make sure we have everything.
Patty, would you push your recording button? Sorry.
Did you hear me?
I could hear you. We'll have to get used to this yet. Amanda, do you have anything to touch on this contract? Have you reviewed this, or did this go right to Roger?
That might have been Roger. I hadn't seen that one.
Roger's had it for a while, so I don't know.
Sure.
How fast can you read?
Yeah.
I spoke to Derek. It was either this week, I don't remember what day it was anymore, but we talked about putting together, and I've talked to you too about putting together how this works and why it makes it equal and why it, like, how it affects taxes with levies and stuff,
right.
Like, and putting the pieces together. So he's going to get me kind of more than the names. Like, I understand the theory and how it works and why it's fair, but there's Marshall and Swift, and where those numbers come from. So he's going to get me a little bit more of that so that we can get a good explanation so people can try to understand prior to this coming out, so it's not as much of a shock. And that to explain that the protests are a good thing, to clarify the things that may be put in wrong. It was never intentional, but, like, you know, if they... This would probably never happen, but if, like, a siding difference, if it's LP versus brick, like, right. Making sure that those are incorrectly so that the computer system can do it correctly so it is fair and equal across the county.
Yeah, there are folks looking around already. We've been getting calls. I'm sure you guys have, and I'm sure Patty has. MIPS is out. The other day when it was cold, they're sticking stickers on doors that say, sorry, we missed you. Even though they didn't miss people, they may not be knocking on the door. They're just sticking stickers and blanketing communities or blanketing the town, and then it allows for a QR code
that you really it's a questionnaire.
You can fill that out, or you can call and talk to them in person, but it allows for both digital or verbal reviews.
Honestly, I've had quite a few calls where they have been stepped inside the door, so it's been both ways probably. I don't know
I had a gal call and I said, let him in. She said, my house is falling apart. The ceiling's cracking. And I go, well, you probably want to let these people in and show them.
Well, and they've been calling Jen pretty regularly and talking to her because we can help fill that questionnaire out if they have questions. So if they call us and let us know, you know, on the questionnaire what this means or what that means, then we've been helping them fill that out, too.
Are you referring people on the council, to Supervisor Juergens for any IT help on the QR codes or?
Yeah. He's been great help.
Thank you.
Don't worry, Terry. I'm about the same boat.
Could you push your button and say that? Okay. Any comments, questions from the board on this contract? We've done this throughout the county. This is finishing things up in Beatrice, basically to wrap the rest of the county up. They won't get done this year, correct?
Well, they're trying real hard because usually Beatrice, in the olden days, way back.
Yeah.
We basically did a whole reappraisal in one year. And so basically by doing that, you know, we had 10 of people out there in the field. And I mean, I've been through several of them. And so we have the information pretty much on the record cards. The things that have happened over the years is with the storms and things like that, new windows have went in, things that we used to call maintenance, you know, a new roof, you know, what those cost now. So we do a lot of site looking at the properties. And a lot of counties right now are doing the pictometry at 1 inch. And so that may be something that, you know, future on you may want to look at as far as, I know they're flying the counties, like when that came out, that ruling about the properties, you know, was it an attorney general opinion that they don't really want you maybe on the sidewalk, they're not sure they want
on the property.
Yeah, so I think NACO's taken that under advisement to see whether or not, you know, that's even, I mean, for years and years we've done that, but it's a different world now, so I don't know. But that's when, I don't think we've had that pictometry flyover since 21 or 22.
22, I believe.
I know what happened is that we wanted to fly it over when the leaves were off the trees, but remember that one December, they didn't fall, so we were a little late in getting that flyover.
Patty, this is for the 26 tax year as well that they're looking at it now, correct?
No, March 19th is the deadline for having values, and so basically they're looking, yeah, and then they'll put everything together. So it's in their iPad. None of the values have come into our computer system yet, or if they have, it's on the working file.
When will they upload those, what they have currently?
Well, according to that, he's probably around March, the first part of March, and then...
Does that give your office enough time to evaluate these?
Well, they're actually valuing them up in Lincoln, and then they're coming through into our computer system because they have iPads out in the field.
Who approves those then? Do you approve those before they become the value?
No. Derek,
Alice?
There's Alice, yeah, and then there's Evan. He's kind of their IT person. I mean, the protests aren't bad things. We hope not to have thousands and thousands of them, but, I mean, at some point, the older people out there are going to have to talk to us. And you know, that's not a bad thing either. Hopefully we can get some things. And if we have something wrong, we can do a tax correction or we can do a correction versus a protest. I mean, say we put a finished basement on it. If we can't get in, we don't know if they're finished. That's the whole thing that kind of troubles me with the type of, you know, the way that we do this is that if you're not getting into the houses, how do you really know what's exactly there? I guess the legislature's got some pretty good, interesting things going on yesterday. They've introduced a bill to put, with the pink postcard again, making it more about valuation. Did you see that?
I've seen that, and I've also seen things about capping valuation increases, too, which is troublesome because when you have a discrepancy like between like Cortland and Claytonia, you know, you have the 18% difference in sales statistically, and let's say all of a sudden Claytonia has a bigger jump in sales or people moving there, then you can never, it'd be unfair to the people that are already taxed, because if you cap it, you're always going to be at that level, and I don't think that that's a fair way to do it either. Yeah. I don't know. It's just
they want to bring the county assessors into the pink postcard hearing, which at that point it's about budgets and about things like that. You know, the valuation process has already went through the protest. So I know there was quite a few assessors on the emails yesterday, so. But we'll see where that goes. But that's where they're talking about some of this stuff, too. So,
well, as this moves forward, this is already going on. This is more formality. We've instructed the assessor's office to move forward and get a reevaluation just to make things more fair, consistent, and equalized across the county. Are there any questions on this contract? Amanda said that this was reviewed by the attorney's office and there weren't any issues with it. There are two contracts. One contract for residential, one for commercial. This would allow us to sign both.
And then later you guys may have a referee one.
That'll be separate just for if we're going to have referees again for equal set of eyes on everything, but that will not pertain to this contract signing. If there aren't any other questions, comments, input, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove for professional service relating to this assessment.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Adams. Final thoughts? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Lastly, on equalization, we have approve tax correction slips numbers 1 through 5. They amount to a deduction in the tax roll of approximately $36,000. The issue on this one, there were a couple companies. They changed hands. EPCO became Air Products. EPCO originally had a contract with E-Energy Adams. That contract followed through to Air Products. They leased a building on site on the E-Energy campus. They've been gone for several years. This is a correction because they have not been leasing that property. They have been taxed for that property over this time, although it is not theirs. This will be a rebate to them for, is this 24? This is all for 2024?
According to what they wrote, usually they, what happens is you write, they filed them. They filed them because I think they're out of state. Whoever does their paperwork. And so the leases had been done, I think, in 23. And so they let us know. So we, Daryl went out there. We contacted E-Ethanol. That's where that's at, isn't it? Yeah. And you said, you know, kind of at the building. And we may need to go out there. Because we'll probably put two buildings back on, but they will be a different value because now some of the plumbing and things like that, according to Daryl, was out of it.
I believe there's one building. They took the water, bathrooms, things like that, completely out of that building. Mm-hmm. So it's just sitting as an empty warehouse now.
But I don't think E-Ethanol realized. I mean, they didn't let us know, so we filed personal property, and we kept them with the same name. An improvement on leased land doesn't have a deed. It's just a lease with ethanol. And so they finally wrote to us and let us know that is no longer leased from the ethanol plant. So.
You might make a note, too. They removed a scale and a scale house there also, so that may...
Daryl will have to go back up there because those other two buildings... would still have some value to them that we probably will come back with a couple more corrections and put those on, but maybe at a lesser amount because of the inside of it. Does that make
any questions on these tax correction slips? Basically, it's a correction due to these folks not leasing or owning this building anymore for the last couple of years. That's why we have corrections. If not, I would ask for a motion to approve tax correction slips numbers 1 through 5. Moved by Doran, second by Juergens. Additional comment? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization? Patty, you've used your time well. We're right at ending time. With that, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:46.